Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, August 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Yugoslav Torpedo Boat T2. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics to expand our horizons and explore history, technology, and societal shifts. Today, we're embarking on a journey through maritime history with a particular focus on the Yugoslav torpedo boat T2. This small yet significant vessel played a crucial role in the naval landscape of the former Yugoslavia and beyond. So, what exactly is a torpedo boat? These small, fast ships are designed to defend larger vessels and deliver striking power against enemy ships. Imagine the excitement of a racing car maneuvering through a crowded track. That's what a torpedo boat does on the water. It employs stealth and speed to deliver its payload, often in a surprise attack. Now let's dive into the specifics of the T2. Launched in 1958, this vessel became one of the main components of the Yugoslav Navy. What's interesting is T2's unusual design, which reflects the technological preferences and military strategies of the mid-20th century, especially concerning the geopolitical environment of the time. The T2 was a product of the Mediterranean's complex dynamics. Warships back then weren't simply tools. They were statements, reflections of national strength, pride, and sometimes even resilience. The T2 served as a reminder of the Yugoslav efforts to maintain sovereignty, especially after the tumultuous events of World War II and the complexities that arose from being a part of the non-aligned movement. Now, take a moment to think about it. How would modern naval strategies differ if countries maintained that kind of non-aligned stance? Would our global naval balance look different today? Moving back to T2, let's talk about its technical specs. The torpedo boat was 57.5 meters long, allowing it to derive plenty of speed from its twin turbocharged engines. Image a small, powerful racehorse galloping through the waters. That's how swift and agile T2 was. It could hit a maximum speed of 33 knots, which is quite impressive for its size. But speed isn't just about thrill. It plays an essential role in military tactics. The greater the speed, the more options a vessel has in a confrontation. It allows for rapid changes in strategy, engagement, or retreat, and can significantly enhance the element of surprise. The T2 was armed with four 533mm torpedo tubes and several machine guns. This combination gave it a respectable punch against larger targets. Here we see the blend of technology and strategy. Sufficient firepower not only defended its fleet, but also enforced the country's naval capabilities. Imagine standing on the deck of the T2, racing towards an enemy target, with the sea wind whipping around you. That chilling thrill of combat readiness is almost palpable. Now, let's step back from the technical details for a moment. The T2 wasn't just an object. It was part of a larger narrative, of a country trying to assert its identity on the international stage. This boat, along with its sisters, represented a period of innovation in domestic naval engineering within Yugoslavia. It was a fierce embodiment of national pride, operating not just in the Adriatic, but symbolizing the Yugoslav military's attempts to elevate its status globally. Reflect on this. What role do you think maritime technology plays in shaping national confidence? As we move towards a world with increasingly advanced naval technology, how essential will it be for countries to maintain their maritime independence and sovereignty? After its service, the T2 underwent various transformations, yet its importance was not singularly military. It became an integral part of the Yugoslav heritage, with enthusiasts and historians portraying it as a symbol of an era where innovation met national pride. The fate of the T2 is indeed poignant, as it symbolizes a collapsing legacy. After the disintegration of Yugoslavia in the early 1990s, the vessel's significance became part of a memory, overshadowed by the conflicts that ensued. The discussions surrounding preservation and recognition of such vessels offer insights into larger societal shifts. How we remember and honor past conflicts are crucial parts of understanding our present. Let's ask ourselves how societies deal with military history. Do we celebrate achievements, learn from mistakes, Or do we sometimes overlook these vessels and their stories? As we wrap up this exploration of the Yugoslav torpedo boat T2, a few thought-provoking questions linger. How do we define the legacy of military technology in shaping modern states? What stories lay in the shadows of forgotten vessels like the T2? If this discussion has sparked your interest, I encourage you to delve deeper into the maritime history of Yugoslavia and the role of ships like the T2 in global naval strategies. Whether you're an aficionado of military history, a tech enthusiast, or someone curious about the complexities of nations, exploring articles and resources can lead to uncharted waters of knowledge. Remember, understanding our past helps shape our future. I invite you to imagine what these vessels could teach us about our current technological advancements and the ethical implications that come with them. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. May you keep seeking knowledge, reflecting on the stories of our past, and considering how they impact our present and future. Tune in next time for another dive into history, technological innovation, or societal change, and let's keep the spirit of exploration alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Yugoslav Torpedo Boat T2. Thanks for listening. See you next time.